Good evening, Abba Isai.
When you see a chacham, you should say, now I regret, when I saw Rav Eliashiv, I never made that bracha, and it was probably the wrong thing to do. You can make that bracha. When you see Rav Chaim Kanevsky, you saw Rav Chaim Kanevsky? Anybody saw Rav Chaim Kanevsky? Yeah, did you make the bracha? You could have, lichor, no. Any reason why not? Shenos lechmos lechol, pardon? He doesn't let? What is it? He says Bachla Tola. He said you can make it on Ishver. He used to say. On? He said, Abshneiman. Ah. Take care. Yeah. People used to say it. So there is interesting that some people, there's two approaches. Some people say that you can make it. People used to make it on the Biskarov. People said it on the Chazanish. People used to say in Gedolei Yisrael. It was people used to say the bracha. Others take what the Aruch Shulchan says. Aruch Shulchan says the bracha, the establishment of the bracha, was established in the times of the Chachomim, and nowadays it's impossible to know exactly, to define exactly what is considered Chochma. How do you define? Define who is who qualifies for this bracha. So who define? So. So that's assuming that every doer, according to the generation, you can make a bracha. Maybe you can't. Maybe the bracha was relevant only in times of the Rishoni maybe, of the Goini maybe, and of the Tanoi maybe, and nowadays we're lacking anybody of that level that qualifies for the bracha. So you could take it away. We see that there's other boxes which are not relevant anymore nowadays. So maybe also, maybe you can't make the bracha anymore. What's true? Yeah, but maybe it's not relative to the generation. Maybe you need to say what qualifies to be nosel, what qualifies for the bracha? Maybe you need to be as great as Rebbe Kveger, and anything under that you can't make the bracha. Maybe. So Lemaisa, it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say much over here. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes says, Shecholak, what is it, Shecholak? Chmos Elirav. So he says, She'im Hashem hem chelek Eloika v'dveikim boi. L'chein oma Shecholak. Why did he say Shecholak mechmos Elirav? Because Ribbono Shalom with Kalei Yisrael is one. Isn't that beautiful Mishnah Berurah? What do you think about it? Shecholak, the wording of the bracha is Shecholak mechokhmos aliyav. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah explain. Sheim she'am Hashem hem chelek eloika v'dveikim boi. That the nation of she'am Hashem, meaning the Yidden, hem chelek, our portion eloika v'dveikim boi. We're really close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lechein Oma. Therefore, we say Shecholak. That is shared. That is a portion. That is divided. That is connected. It's like we are like together. As opposed to when it's not yid, then it's a different bracha. So that's why the cholak can be made as opposed to when it comes to siv zayin, which we say shenosan mechachmosoi. Reb Gideon, make sense? Shecholak mechachmosoi. Now I also some people have been mitzayin the Chazanish over here. Chazanish defines the tamid chochem. Very interesting how the Chazanish defines the tamid chochem. What's the Talmud Chochem, Rabbi Yisai? How would you define the Talmud Chochem? he does define it. Yeah?
Somebody, I think, told me it was someone that had learned Shas, Urasri, and Tosafos, if I remember. I think that was more in previous generations, perhaps, than nowadays.
Yeah.
It's
similar. Chazanish says something very similar to that. Chazanish defines Tamid Chochem. He says somebody that is familiar with Roif, Mekomis Hashatz. It's a beautiful, he defines a few lines. Somebody is familiar and feels comfortable in Roif Mekomis Hashatz. In the majority, like pretty much you open up a Masech Zeruvin and he'll feel familiar there. He may not know exactly Tois vs. Teretz, but he feels at home there. He knows exactly he's in the Sugya. And you ask him then something in Mishnah's Uktzin, he'll feel at home. He asks him a Gemara in Brachas. He knows what he feels at home. It's like Roiv V'Yadam Roiv Mekoyim is a Shas, and he doesn't say the whole Shas because it's very rare that somebody knows the whole Shas. There is people, but it's so you don't need to mamash know that level. Talmud Chacham is defined as somebody. Now Chazanish doesn't say that it's benegia to this Brach over here, but some poskim may be quoted to say that it's got to do with that. So when he's mamash on a level that he knows Shas and poskim thoroughly, that may be qualifying for the Brach, but it's hard to know. Yeah, so it's true that they said that Shmuel Vozner was asked about this Brach. And then he's writing the Tshuvas in Shevet HaLevi. He says that he remembers as a child when he was in Vienna. And the child remembers when the Roga Tshuva came. Roga Tshuva was known as the Gdoile Yisrael. When the Roga Tshuva came to Vienna for a conference, all the Yidden gathered by the train station. They made the Bracha when he walked out of the train. When the Roga Tshuva gone. It's definitely, it's hard to know. Yeah, so but nowadays it's hard to know. Rabbi Kagan, who do you can make bracha on? Who can make bracha on? Oh, should be zoiche to once say this bracha. And we should be zoiche that people can make the bracha on us, actually.